ABC Radio Australia.
Like I said, our reporter Jordan Fennell caught up with Nairi before the program to talk about what the concert was going to be like.
I see you there,
lying in the dark.
Operating as a Pacifica artist in Australia, you're kind of very alienated from everyone because there aren't spaces that bring Pacifica artists together like what Gubba Music is doing right now, you know, so this is really exciting for us.
How does seeing this Pacifics concert come to fruition and getting to be a part of it with a whole range of Pacific Islanders and the community and musicians compare with your earlier career experiences as a Pacific Islander navigating the Australian music scene?
I think there's a lot more support around artists of colour and generally, even though the Pacifica circle is still quite small in comparison to, you know, the wider people of colour circle within the industry. It's, you know, I feel like I'm more supported and there's more camaraderie and there's more, I guess, community and connection with each other as artists. You don't so much feel like you're trying to exist within a space that doesn't quite understand you. Now it's like, I feel like I can exist within my, I guess, my own space without too much judgment now. I can just be, I feel freer, to be honest, and that having that freedom as an artist with my background is really super important.
And I was wondering, it's such a massive shift, I feel, especially in Melbourne, at least, having been in that massive lockdown for a couple of months, talking about freedom before, that you do have that freedom now to finally be able to sing and also, I guess, come together with a community. Will this be one of the first times of gathering with a huge Pacifica community?
In terms of the scale, definitely. But, I mean, I just shot a new film clip a few days ago, and that involved a full Pacifica cast.
Oh, wow. And amazing that you had a full Pacifica cast. Have you had that before in music videos?
No, not at all. I mean, what's exciting about this film clip is that it was me and a full Pacifica dance troupe led by my friend Salavai, who's Tongan. And so it was just super special to have, you know, a bunch of, especially from the younger community, come up and be able to, for me to be able to give that platform to the next generation to come up and be seen and to show people this is what Pacifica artists are creating, you know, in communities that might not necessarily get the platforms that people like me managing to get. So
can I ask what the song is that the music video is for?
I cannot tell you.
Hey, I tried. but I'm very excited for when it comes out. Do you know when it will be released?
I cannot tell you that either.
Fair enough.
I actually shouldn't have been talking about it.
Well, love that little sneak preview. Love to know that it's an all Pacifica group that is, yeah, joining you on that music video. That's amazing to have those opportunities. So back then to the Pacifics concert, I've been told that people are hoping that this concert will be healing for the Pacific Islander community in Melbourne and also for those that travel from across Australia, obviously after dealing with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic across 2020. What do you think about that?
I think I can only speak from my own experience. I mean, me and my family were supposed to move back to PNG in March, and then COVID hit straight after we did WOMAD, and it was, you know, we just couldn't, we haven't been able to get back to PNG for over a year. So, you know, my soul and my spirit were really hungry to be back at home. And I felt like it was the right season for us to return back to PNG. And so for whatever reason, you know, we're still here in Australia and still I'm craving that connection of, you know, being connected back to my people, but just Pacifica people, and being able to have gatherings like this is really important, especially post-COVID, in filling that void for people like me who can't get back to the village.
And And Papua New Guinea at the moment is going through a really, really hard time with COVID especially. It seems like as Australia is moving out of it, Papua New Guinea is moving into the thick of it with COVID. How are you feeling watching that play out back home?
I try not to watch the news too much and really just talk to the people who are on the ground there to gauge, you know, what's actually going on. And my parents are actually just waiting to return back to PNG, waiting on some work permits to get back there. And it's, you know, I suspect that their things are being delayed because of that. But from what I hear about their workmates that they speak to on the ground, I think, yeah, I don't want to speak out of turn because it is quite serious. But yeah, I think people in the villages are a little bit less kind of exposed to what's happening in the urban areas, especially. I just hope that the right things are put in place to, you know, avoid any kind of extremities in that regard.
Are you planning to then, when it is, I guess, you're able to travel back, you know, in the next year to get back to Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. I just feel that I am a lot more creative there. I just dream more. You just plug back into the life source, to be honest. So the plan is to still do that. And yeah, I'm looking forward to when that time will present itself.
And is that a more permanent move or just like heading back for a holiday?
I don't know at this stage. You know, at the start of COVID, it was supposed to be a permanent move. But, I've got a lot of things in the pipeline since then, and you know, it's all very music dependent and border dependent as well, so we'll see.
Musicians and people who are from Papua New Guinea and also from the Pacific, everyone is obviously so incredibly musically talented, but often just do not get that platform to produce the music and produce the content. And you've been able to have that platform, although you've had to grow it obviously over a number of years here in Australia. Mm. For young women and young musicians in Papua New Guinea who, you know, might listen to this interview, would you have any message for them or anything, you know, any tips on like what to do to, I guess, harness, like you're saying, tapping back into that Papua New Guinean energy, but then bringing it to the world?
I would say, I think the exciting thing about being in PNG right now, but also the most terrifying thing right now is the exposure that the internet is giving to young people. And you know, one of the things that younger people can really harness now is having access to, you know, tutorials or things off YouTube that you can learn from. You know, there's just a wealth of information that you can delve into. And I think just education is key, just learning. And if an opportunity presents itself where there might be, I don't know, one of the things that I want to do is to be able to go back to PNG and create opportunities like workshops for younger Papua New Guinean artists to be able to go, okay, this is how you put together a bio. This is how you do this and this, and really simple stuff that they might not have access to. Yeah, I think at this stage, the internet is just such an important tool with being able to find out what you want to learn about the industry. Maybe she ever brought the light, even in the sunshine, firelight. Like in the mirror, dead at night, visible in the blue in your outside. Music in PNG or just the Pacific Islands or even just like ethnic cultures in general, music was always like connected to ceremony or connected to like, you know, you would sing at a funeral or you would sing, you know, when someone was born or, you know, there was like a bride price ceremony or whatever. It was always connected to those kind of things. And so in some senses, the contemporary world is still, it is very young. It is very young because the way that our ancestors grew up viewing music was completely different, you know? So we're having to learn things in such a different manner, which is really interesting, you know? It's how do you kind of look at music in that fear, but also still understand how you're the people that came before you, where they put it in, which ceremonial places that they put it in, how they used it, et cetera, et cetera.
Does that make it hard to navigate creating different types of music that is based back in tradition and based back on culture as well, because of that lack of that understanding?
Maybe. But I mean, the thing is that because of the internet and because, you know, change is inevitable and we're moving towards a more globalized culture in PNG, young people are now having to find their place within the two, you know, and I've always had that problem, and I'm sure a lot of other third culture kids have the same problem of like balancing Western culture with the culture that they were brought up in. It'll be a constant balancing act, and I think you just gotta figure out how to identify the best bits of what your culture offers, whether it be music or, you know, other things, and find like a happy medium between that and what culture, what society you're having to survive within.